I would like to summarize what we have talked about yesterday and would like to repeat the little piece of advice which went together with that. Yesterday we talked about this really sounds as if I'm already dead. Can we somehow make it a little bit more human, the sound? It's too much iron-like. It's all right. Yesterday's seminar was about learning to see whatever miseries come our way from a new perspective. The perspective that this is sent by the Lord in order to improve our spiritual life. To illustrate our point, we told you the fascinating story of the king Vikrama who went into his Saturn phase. Saturn is of course the planet who inflicts miseries and who makes kings into nameless beggars. After some time, Vikrama could actually understand that Saturn is a servant of Krishna who teaches him an important lesson. In this light, I would like to quote a very nice prayer by one saint called Keshavadas. Okay, continue to light and wave your incense. Ring your bells and call out the names of your God. But then don't be astonished if he actually comes. He will take you into his forge. Forge is the place where the blacksmith works. He will light up the fire. And he will bring you to his anvil. Anvil means. He will take his big hammer. And hammer and hammer. Because finally he wants to transform ordinary iron into pure gold. So, when you experience some misery, see it as the hammer of God. Who makes you into a beautiful earring, maybe, golden earring. I wanted to, this was the summary. Now I want to discuss a little bit my tip and then I come to today's lecture. Yesterday we ended our seminar by giving you the advice to try to make this Sadhu Sangha festival an arena for an important experiment in your life. The experiment is that for the 7 days which you are here, you consciously try to be the servants of other Vaishnavas and see what happens. Helping devotees is a Vaishnav service. Listening to what the devotees tell you with patience is a Vaishnav service. And being in general kind to Vaishnavas is a lot of Vaishnav service. I think the most intelligent person of the festival is most probably Shuddha Prabhu, because he does so many nice arrangements to help us all dive into the ecstasy of Krishna Kirtan and hearing about the Lord. Shuddha Prabhu does Vaishnava service. So Shuddha Prabhu's transcendental benefit is hard to imagine, because he serves, I don't know, 3,000 of us. Shuddha Prabhu and his assistants will go home from this festival rich with the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Let Shuddha Prabhu not and his assistants not be the only ones who go rich from this festival. Don't let us allow them to take all the nectar. You all should take the nectar home of serving as many Vaishnavas as you could. That was my little tip. And now we will enter today's seminar, that is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with feeling. Chustam, yes. There was once a king in a state in Bengal called Vishnu. The state was called Vishnupur, who gave an order to every single citizen of his kingship that they must chant 64 rounds a day. You can imagine how the farmers felt about this order. They had to go out of their beds maybe at 6 o'clock in the morning, work the whole day, and come back at 6 o'clock from the fields, and then they had to chant 64 rounds. They felt these rounds to be the most heavy burden, almost as heavy as the whole Himalayan mountains. But because they had the duty to chant 64 rounds or else be fired from the kingdom, they did it. Since that time, there is a slogan that if you chant out of duty, there is not much benefit to you, to your chanting. How do you think must Krishna have felt about the rounds of the farmers? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, mullet, so heavy. Krishna, Krishna. Oh, if I don't chant these rounds, I'm fired from the kingdom. Maybe there's a spy in my house who watches if I chant. Krishna, Krishna. Hurry, hurry. These are not good rounds. They have no loving feeling. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and also Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur have said that if you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without the proper feeling, then you just chant an alphabet mantra. Krishna is not there because he does not feel attracted by such dry, lifeless chanting. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, our chanting should not only be lip deep, it must be heart deep. It must be done in a loving, devotional feeling. Only then does your Hare Krishna mantra chanting have life. I would like to ask you, how do you usually connect to your feelings? How do you usually connect to your feelings? That's not an easy question. Because it seems feelings come automatically. We don't activate them. It seems feeling come when one comes into a certain situation. For instance, when a boy meets for the first time a girl whom he loves, who later becomes his wife, then in this situation some feelings arise. We will talk about this a little later, how you can create situations in which your feelings for Krishna arise. For now, let me say that feelings for God arise usually when one is in danger. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes that Ayinanda Tanuya, my dear Lord, I'm drowning in the ocean, I'm in danger. Please save me and bring me to you and make me one of the particles of dust on your lotus feet. When a devotee can chant and he feels, oh, the material world is really a dangerous place, then he can chant with feelings. But if he thinks everything is all right, or versa, even if he thinks the material world is quite all right for me, I mean, I can make a lot of money here and I can fulfill my plans, then he cannot chant with feelings. I will not talk so much of chanting with feelings out of a sense of danger today. I want to go to the second situation in which feelings for God arise. That is affection. or appreciation, or love for Krishna. And there is a very, very beautiful verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam which describes how a devotee should feel himself in this, in love for Krishna. It's such a beautiful verse and extremely helpful for us on our level. O lotus-eyed Lord, I always long for the opportunity to lovingly serve you. Just like baby birds who have not yet developed wings, always yearn for the mother to come and feed them. I yearn for you. Have you ever seen a baby bird in the spring? They're in their nest. And they go and you only see one big mouth. In the same way, a devotee should feel, oh, I need you, my dear Krishna. This is how you can chant. With one big mouth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Yes. With one big mouth and big heart. The second example is the example of a calf who wants to go to the mother at the time of milking. Last year I lived next to a farmer in Vrindavan who would first let the calf go to the mother. And then the calf would drink. And then the farmer took the calf away. Because now the mother was in the mood to give milk. When the cow sees the calf, oh, oh. She just gives milk. You know. So then the farmer came. But you should have seen the calf. He was bound. He really wanted to go to the mother cow. Great eagerness. And finally, when the farmer was almost finished, then the calf came and took the rest. So the devotee prays just like a calf at the time of milking wants to go to the mother cow. I always yearn for you, Krishna. And the third example of love for Krishna is the example of a wife who yearns for her mush. Muja, yes, muja. Muja. When the muja is absent, a Vedic wife will usually not leave the house if she is not a preacher. And that's very rare in Vedic times. Yes. So she will not decorate herself. She will... Hare Krishna. she will just stay at home a little sad. She's waiting for her muja. After some time, when the muja has not come, she interprets almost every sound as maybe the footsteps of her husband at the door. The wind might move the twig from the tree, and she thinks this is the sound of the dhoti of my muja. Yes, and then finally, when her husband comes, she is very happy. She will decorate herself, and she will maybe swing her husband on a swing. Yes, Vedic times, huh? Not modern times. And she will actually want to satisfy her husband in all respects by cooking and by decorating the house. This is the third example, how a devotee should yearn for Krishna in a loving mood. Now, if you study the three examples in a psychological way, you will find an increasement of attachment. The bird is not moving to the mother. It's just a little almost inactive. It just is there in the nest and goes... The second example is more active love. The calf will actually move towards the mother. And the third example is still more active in love because the wife is prepared to render all kinds of services to please. So when you chant, you can start on the first level. I need you, Krishna. Without you, my life is lifeless, dry, and I might even turn to come into a materialist. The second level is a little higher love. Oh, Krishna, I'm prepared to do anything to come closer to you. And the third example is the best example where a devotee is prepared to lovingly serve Krishna. When you chant, you should know that Krishna listens to your chanting. And if you chant for him as a service, then Krishna will be very satisfied. Don't try to become satisfied by your own chanting. It will not work. Why not? Krishna is already the Rasaraj, the supreme enjoyer. If you want to push Krishna from the throne and make yourself the enjoyer of your chanting, you will never experience bhakti ras or nam ras. Before nam yagyas, I always tell the devotees, this is not an evening for you. It's an evening for Krishna. He should enjoy. And we know when Krishna is really satisfied with our endeavors to chant His holy name or to serve Him, at that time we are automatically satisfied. And Srila Prabhupada gave us the example how you can satisfy the many leaves on the tree. Don't bring water indirectly by pouring it on them. Bring water to the root. And then over the root the water is distributed. So I would like to now chant a little bit with you in one voice. As we are chanting, let us remember this verse. Bird chanting. Calf chanting. And wife chanting. Now please don't make this into new words for the chanting. These are not, please don't create new words for the chanting. This is just for the exercise. But those of you who want to read this beautiful verse, which helps them for their chanting, you will find it in the 6th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th chapter, verse 26. It's very good for your japa. So, please, I will chant one time alone. And then we will chant in one voice. The idea is, think of Lord Krishna and think that your chanting will please Him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. It's so nice, we want to continue chanting. This is the first really advice, it comes from Bhaktivinod Thakur, to meditate about the spirit of this verse. Again, I want to repeat for you where you can find it. Please note it down if you have a notebook. Sixth canto, 11th chapter, text 26. It's a secret, it's not easy to find. My dear devotees, everything which you do in your spiritual life depends on your mental condition. This is a sentence from Srila Prabhupada. If you enter the chanting and just do it as a dry ritual, you will never experience the promised fruits. Yesterday we saw beautiful Mother Ganga on the video. And it was said that by bathing in her waters, everyone gets purified. But did you know that every day in Calcutta, 1,000 prostitutes bathe in the Mother Ganga? And after bathing, they prepare their bodies with beautiful perfumes. And feel very lusty. And then they go the whole day to work in the streets of Calcutta. They don't have the mentality to become purified and therefore don't benefit from their bath. Nothing is automatic. In Buddhism, they have this prayer wheel. I once asked a Buddhistic Lama, is it that by automatically swinging the prayer wheel, a person gets benefit? And even the Buddhistic Lama says, no, it doesn't work like this. The Buddhistic monk has to also meditate something. It is known in all traditions that everything in the spiritual life depends on your mental condition. Therefore, Prabhupada said, if there is a price for Krishna consciousness, it is your eagerness. Prabhupada said, Krishna is not poor. He can give you love of Krishna. And similarly, the Krishna seller, the devotee, Prabhupada said, is not poor. But you have to pay a little price. Your eagerness to have it. And this verse which we have quoted today is all about that. Intense eagerness. There is a very nice example of this eagerness in our Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Once Brahmananda was with Srila Prabhupada, and asked Srila Prabhupada, what actually are quality rounds of chanting Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada answered, the quality in chanting is when there is no force to chant. When you have a taste for chanting, you will desire at that time, why 16 rounds? Why not 16,000 rounds? No. When you have taste, you will think, why only 16 rounds? Why not 16,000 rounds? So when the devotee hears this, what? 16,000 rounds? But when you have taste, you want it because it's a loving call for the Lord. Now you might ask yourself, but how will this ever come in my chanting? How will this taste ever arise? And another question will arise. Is there a training camp for love? In other words, can you train to love Krishna? What are your thoughts on this? Yeah, niet. Someone said niet means no. Da. Oh, you know Russian very well, Nirguna. It's an interesting question. Prabhupada gave a very interesting example how you can train to love Krishna. He gave the example of a children's marriage. Normally, young boys think young girls are very foolish. You can't play with them. They always cry. I remember when I was a young boy, I once made an experiment. I wanted to wrestle with a young girl. And when she was on the ground, she cried. And I thought, foolish girls, they don't know how to play. Similarly, young girls think young boys are very groovy. So groovy. They have straw in their head. Yes, this is how the girls think when they are young about boys. But as we all know, it changes. So in Vedic times, a young girl would be married to a young boy when they were both very young. And they didn't feel anything for each other. Similarly, when a person is young and spiritual life, he doesn't feel much for Krishna. But after some time, maybe when the girl was 14 years, the relative said, "Why don't you go to the boy Gopal and bring him some sandesh?" And all of a sudden the young girl goes like, No, I can't do it. No, you just go. You just put it there for Gopal to eat. But I changed my face color. No problem. And then she goes, "Here, I brought this for you." And then she runs out. And she cannot explain what has happened. We know what has happened. She has matured. And now some feelings are there for the boy. And by services like this, simple things, they become really attached. And the boy also thought, "Oh, today this girl came and I felt they are not so foolish." I actually became bewildered when she put the sandesh before me. And he goes to his father. "Father, what happened to me?" "No. When I first met your mother." You know, and then very innocent, the affection has increased. By service. So if you want that your attachment to Krishna's holy name increases, you must serve the holy name. You must do something in the service of Lord Krishna in spreading his holy name. You will get so much blessings if you bring one person to chant Hare Krishna in your life. So much blessings. Or if you help a devotee who has difficulties in chanting Hare Krishna. So much blessings. The blessings will be that you think, "Krishna, you are wonderful." And when you chant like this, with affection, then Krishna is there. I want to now request Gaurahari to quickly come and we will do a little Hare Krishna Kirtan. You can think about this. Try to go into your heart and think how Krishna is wonderful. Try to feel some gratefulness towards Krishna. Activate your heart. Don't allow your heart to be a desert. A painful, lonely desert. Invite Krishna by the chanting of his holy name. Please give your microphone to Gaurahari.
Slow.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Gromsha, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hey boy! Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Oh, Prabhu Pada. Jaya Prabhu Pada. Jaya Prabhu Pada. Jaya Prabhu Pada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Nrisinga Dev, Nrisinga Dev, Nrisinga Dev, Nrisinga Dev. Oh, Premanandi, Hari 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 Go.
Hari Bol. At the end of this seminar called Chanting with Feelings, I would like to give you an effective japa reform in 6 steps. Yes, these will be very practical and help you very much to advance in your japa chanting. They are given by Sanatana Goswami in his Hari Bhakti Vilas, and the Sanskrit reads, Manasangskaranam Shocham Monam Mantrata Chintanam Avyagradvam Anirvedo Japasampati Hetavo. In order to perfect one's chanting of japa, one needs to cultivate the following qualities. Control of the mind, internal and external purity, silence, contemplation of the mantra's meaning, patience and steadfastness. Let us go through them one by one. You know, if you want to learn to love the Holy Name, you must learn to pay attention to Him. And paying attention means to learn to control the mind. What does this mean? It means to bring the mind back from wherever it wanders. Would you like to make an experiment with this? See, most of us are so much under the control of the mind that we cannot, control the mind. Please, for a moment, look only on this thermos. It's a psychological experiment. Don't look at anything else than the thermos. Oops, I'm getting uncomfortable feelings here. Your eyes are burning. Just look at the thermos. Nothing else. It's almost melting. Now I will continue to look at the thermos without any interruption. I will now try to distract you. Look who's coming there. Only Tamils. I think the Christian brothers are coming there on the ocean side. I think you get the idea. Continue to look. You may hear something, but you say to your mind, no, it's only a trick. It's a seminar, you know. It's Sachinandan Swami doing his Sachinandan Swami thing. Let us continue to look at the thermos, otherwise he will laugh at us. Now you can stop looking at the thermos. In chanting, you have to learn this, to just focus your mind on the sound vibration of the holy name. And whenever a distraction comes, you just say, psst, I don't care if the Christian brothers and sisters come or not come. I don't care what is here. I just want to chant now my rounds. The next is very helpful for chanting if you keep external and internal cleanliness. Start to put order in your room. If your room looks as if the bomb of Hiroshima has just exploded, that means there is the tamagun influence. And when you are in tamagun, you are distracted. Or you are very dull. So put some order in your room and in your life. External cleanliness. Now we know that we must also put internal cleanliness into our lives. You know, mental things like hate or misunderstandings, they stick much more than sweat and dirt. If you want to become a good chanter of the Hare Krishna mantra, where you meet the Lord in the sound vibration, then you must have external and internal cleanliness. The third practice is a little intense. It means monam or silence. Before coming here, I gave a japa retreat in the Swiss Alps, and I told the people who came to the retreat that they have to be silent for one whole day and can only chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Even when they were eating, they could only say, they were not allowed to say, give me potatoes or rice. After the whole day of just vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra and being otherwise silent, I asked them, how did you feel? And they felt extremely concentrated on the mantra. They made an experience which they had never made before. You must know that sound vibration puts a vibration in the mind. You know, we feel this when in the evening the disco starts there. It's so difficult to concentrate. Boom, 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 ah! Boom, 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 ah! You know, it's so difficult to concentrate. Or, you know, I live I'm for 1 month in Vrindavan, and they have this this Hindi music. Sanyasi, come home! You know, and then you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, I think you understand. But your own talk makes also a vibration in the mind. Especially when you talk meaningless nonsense. Or if second thing, if you talk bad about others, it makes such bad vibrations in the mind. That is very difficult then to really chant. So mona can mean either to abstain completely from talking anything else than the mantra. It can mean to avoid unfavorable talking, which is not good for chanting. But it also means during your japa period, you should not interrupt for any other talk. It's actually cruel to interrupt someone who's chanting. Cruel, cruel, not cool. He's trying to worship Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Prabhu, Prabhu, Prabhu. I have to talk to you. It's not good. When you sit down to chant, don't talk. Then the next item is to contemplate about the meaning of the mantra. This means that while you chant, you should actually lovingly pray, please accept me, Krishna. When you contemplate about the meaning of the mantra, your mantra gets life. Please engage me in your service. Please accept me. The more you lovingly pray to Krishna, the more you will enter the secret of Nam Ras. And now comes the two last items. First is patience. You should not rush your chanting. Ready. This is not no. This is not patient. Your rounds take their time. 6 minutes, 7 minutes. Yeah, patient. When you pray for someone, you don't say I love you. You say I love you. Yeah. These are material examples. So. Not so fast. Patience. Of course, you should, as you endeavor in your chanting, develop a constant flow of the chanting.
развитие вашего воспевания, вы наметите определенный ритм.
Not like Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. No, it's constant. Нет. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Flow. Yes. And the last is be steady. Yes. These are steady means you just stick with the practice. You fix a numerical strength. 16 rounds. 25 rounds. This is what Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj did every day. Some have done, the beginners maybe 4 rounds, 8 rounds. But fix a number. And then your chanting can come to perfection. Let me summarize. Today we discussed that there is an alphabet name, which is only the lip deep chanting. And then there is also name which is chanted with love and affection. Love can be learned just like a young girl learns to serve her boy husband and then does it with feeling after some time. And then at the end we were looking at the 6 techniques to improve our japa chanting. I would like to end this with a prayer by Haridas Thakur. Please be very patient. This is a very good prayer. My dear Lord, my thoughts and my intellect are thoroughly mundane. I simply chant the holy names with my mouth. I'm too unfortunate to experience the transcendental touchstone qualities of the holy name. O Gospodin, O Lord, O Gospod, I beg you, please appear as the holy name and dance on my tongue. I fall at your lotus feet and I pray. If you want to keep me in this material world, do whatever you desire. But please let me taste the divine nectar of Krishna's holy name. I am a fallen soul, and you are the savior of the fallen. This is our relationship. O holy name, O savior, I'm begging from you the nectar of the holy name. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Shri Naam Prabhu ki. Go Premarani Hari Hari Go. Spasibo. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you. There's one short announcement. Very short. We will have the Nam Yagya on Ekadasi day in the evening. Please prepare yourself. Hare Krishna. And another thing, tomorrow I will talk about a sixfold process how to increase faith in Krishna. So please come at time. Some of you were late. And Russian style. And it's so nice if we can all sit, come early and chant together before we start. Hare Krishna. So now have good prasadam. Hi, Bol!